John 1, 4 in him was life, and the life was the light of men. To the Word, who is Jesus, is the life of God and the light of men. Christ is the light of men, the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world, given to them so that they might believe. John 1, 7, 9. The life of God in measure to control men was lost for all men when Adam disobeyed God and fell. When you have crucified your sinful, selfish life and afterward restored to the righteousness and holiness of God's image, Christ, then you live in Christ and Christ lives in you, controlling all your words and deeds, and this life is then eternal. Eternal life is to be a new creature in Christ on earth and forever. John 1, 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. 3. The light of the Word, Christ, shines in the darkness of men's hearts, but men do not understand that it is Christ, gently and anonymously reasoning with them, attempting to reprove them for their evil ways. F 5:13. If men believe what Christ tells them, they believe and love the truth. But if they deny the reasoning, loving their selfish, evil ways, they hate the truth and light, who is Christ. John 1:7. This man came as a witness, to bear witness to the light, so that all men might believe through it the light, Christ. 4. John came to bear witness to the light, so that all men through it, the light of the Word, might believe what the light reveals to be true. This is to believe in Jesus. From the Word of the Lord within, heed the light, which is to assent to truth. Jesus tells us, believe and depend on, trust and obey the light, that you may become the children of light. John 12, 36. This light had been prophesied to be God's new covenant with salvation to the ends of the earth, to both Jews and Gentiles. John 1, 9, which is the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. 5. All men have a small measure of the light, Christ, given to them so that they might believe the light's anonymous convictions of our evil ways to be true. If we persistently heed the light and word in our hearts that reproves us, then we receive more of his Spirit, eventually being freed from all sin and seeing Jesus bring us our salvation and eternal life. With a hunger for righteousness, we seek God by exposing ourselves to his further commands and teachings by waiting on him in humble silence as we listen and watch. God is light. 1 John 1, 5. From the word of the Lord within, there is a presence within you, which is the same as God. The light in you is the same from which it originated. Heed the light, which is to assent to truth. The light shows us our image, however fanciful we have become. Blessed is he who holds that the light is true. Those who listen in the light, I would have walk in my life. Heed the light that you may be children of the light. And to those who obey, he will appear like a magnificent star in your heart. One sees the light of Christ. The work of the cross is to sit in the light and look at your will. Light comes from faith in the voice. Walk in fellowship in the light. John 3, 19, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world every man, but men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. All men have a small measure of the light, Christ, that shines in the darkness within them to expose the evil in their hearts as it anonymously pleads with them to turn from their selfish, evil ways. But men, loving their evil ways, ignore the gentle pleadings of God and so remain in darkness, committing sin, walking according to their carnal mind and evil imagination. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has one for his judge. The words that I have spoken to him will judge him in the last day. John 12, 48, John 3, 20, for everyone who does evil deeds sins, hates the light, so hates Christ, who is the light, and does not come to the light for fear his deeds will be exposed and reproved. The true light is given to every man who comes into the world so that he might believe. John 1, 7, 9. The light shines in darkness, but men do not understand that it is Christ anonymously reasoning with them, attempting to show, reprove men for their evil. John 1, 5, F 5:13, John 16, 8. Loving their selfish life and hating the light, who is Christ, that attempts to correct, reprove them, selfish men flee from the light, Christ, and so remain in condemnation, walking in darkness, continuing to sin, fulfilling the lusts and desires of their flesh. John 3, 21, but he who practices truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be shown to have been produced, formed, and powered through God. Those who have been experiencing the Spirit's removal of sin from their hearts love the light and eagerly come to the light for further destruction of sin. Those who have been freed from sin eagerly come to the light to be directed by God to do works of love, to their joy and God's glory. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. F 2, 10. A man comes to the light by waiting on God in humble silence, watching and listening in hope of change by Jesus. Those who come to the light love Christ, as evidenced by their obedience to the truth of what the light and word reveals to them, and they come to see more light, which then guides them in all words and deeds. John 5, 35. John was a lamp that burned and gave light, and you chose for a time to enjoy his light. John 8, 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Every man, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. To the light, Christ, is given to every man who comes into the world, John 1, 9, so that through the light all men might believe, John 1, 7, and by abiding in the light and obeying the light, receive salvation to become a child of the light, a son of God. To follow Jesus is to obey what he shows and speaks to you by revelation. If you do not keep or obey the words you hear Christ speak to you, those words will be your judge when you die. John 12, 47-48. John 9, 4. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is daylight, for the night is coming, when no man can work. Every man is given a measure of light. Daylight or day can mean light having dawned, which, if believed, will lead them to become children of the light, guided by the light and ordered to do works for God that glorify him and are works of righteousness. But if a man dies in his sins, the light leaves him, and man is left in outer darkness, night, where no man can work righteousness to God's glory. John 9, 5. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus is the light of every man in the world. John 1, 1-4, 1, 7, 9, 8, 12, John 11, 9-10. Then Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the by light of this world. But if a man walks in the night, he stumbles because there is no light in him. One to walk in the night is to walk in darkness, still sinning, still stumbling. But if a man were full of the light of God, he would see by the light what to do and say, walking in the light of God with obedient faith. Jesus is telling us, when God causes his light to shine in your heart and the morning star appears in your heart, then you will no longer be stumbling through life on your own carnal mind's selfish, defective decisions, still sinning, still walking in darkness. But you will be walking by the light of God, in perfect obedience to God, speaking and working as he commands you. John 12, 35. So Jesus said to them, for a little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overcome you, because he who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. When Adam fell, humans lost the life and light of God. We lost his guiding light, and so we all walk in darkness, which is to be spiritually blind. Jesus came so that he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8, 12, we have to be restored to the life of God so that we spiritually see where we should go, which God, who is light, shows us. John 12, 36, while you have light, believe and depend on, trust and obey the light, that you may become the children of light. Jesus spoke these things and then departed to hide himself from them. For the light, Christ, is given to every man who comes into the world, John 1, 9, so that through the light all men might believe, John 1, 7, and by abiding in the light and obeying the light, receive salvation to become a child of the light, a son of God. To believe in the light is to believe what it shows you by revelation as true and then to keep and obey its teachings. This is to believe in Jesus because Jesus is that light. If you do not keep or obey the words you hear Christ speak to you, those words will be your judge when you die. John 12, 47-48. John 12, 46. I have come as a light into the world. Every man, so that whoever believes, depends on, trusts, obeys in me should not abide in darkness. 6. The light, Christ, is given to every man who comes into the world, John 1, 9, so that through the light all men might believe, John 1, 7, and by abiding in the light and obeying the light, receive salvation to become a child of the light, a son of God, living and walking in the light instead of darkness, giving thanks to the Father, who has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Call 1:12. Ephesians 5, 13. But all things that are reproved sins are made manifest, revealed by the light. For whatever reveals is light, revealed by the light of the word, Jesus, who reproves every man of sin with light that reveals the sins of his heart to him. The light anonymously pleads with us to cease our evil behavior, but men in their darkness do not comprehend the light. While a man may forget the light's reproving him of his sins, when that man dies, he will see every reproof of God in his lifetime played back vividly, and they will be his judge, John 12, 47-48. He will remember them all and be ashamed that he ignored the gentle pleadings of God. From the word of the Lord within, There is no darkness but what will be discovered. All sin is darkness. All a man's darkness is exposed to him, either in this life or the next. F5:14 Therefore he said, Awake you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. The meaning of dead is, when Adam disobeyed God in the garden, he lost the life of God and was cut off from the tree of life. Thus he and all his descendants passed from life of God to death in the life of God. So we are dead until we are restored to the spiritual image of God in all righteousness and holiness, which only occurs in those who have crucified the selfish, sinful spirit within them, which is then replaced by the Spirit of Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. With Christ in us, controlling our words and deeds, we have the life of God, but not until then. So awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. For in him is the life, and the life is the light of men, the true light that enlightens all men who come into the world. John 1:4-9, Matthew 4:16 The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Every man is living in spiritual darkness in his fallen nature, inherited from Adam's fall in the Garden of Eden. We are all stumbling through life in darkness on our own brain's selfish, defective decisions. But when the light has dawned in you, you can walk by the light of God, always given perfect words of virtue to speak and shown perfect deeds of virtue to be performed. Jesus promises to bring us out of darkness to live in his marvelous light while still alive on the earth and then forever. Jesus is the light who enlightens every man who comes into the world, given to every man so that he might believe, John 1:7-9, so that every man might believe the truth of what the light shows him about his evil behavior. Jesus is the light of the world, who if man follows, believes what he is told, will have the light of life, and will be reconciled and restored to God, who is light, to become children of the light. Matthew 5:14-16, You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. After a disciple is freed from all sin and translated into the kingdom of God, then the morning star, Jesus, rises in your heart. Then you have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Then you share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. Then you are walking in the light as Jesus is in the light. Then God will have made you to become a child of the light. And then you are the light of the world. Through your walking and speaking in obedience to God's continual directions, he will show the world the wisdom, love, and power of God. From the word of the Lord within, we demonstrate the love of God to the earth. When you have been delivered, freed, from the sins and evil in your heart, God's light will shine forth in your heart to guide your thoughts, words, and works. God makes us a fit instrument for his hand to direct in works of love, to show the world the love of God, to shake the nations, and to hold out the word of life. God's works are performed by his people with joy, knowing all their words and deeds are perfect and virtuous, which give pleasure to God and shows true righteousness. Matthew 6:22-23, The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Jesus said he came to make blind those who said they could see, who thought they understood righteousness, and to make the blind, those who knew they were not righteous, to see. The Jews had great knowledge of the scriptures, but were spiritually blind because they had no light. They had not been listening to the word of the Lord in their heart, and so they thought Jesus was evil. Their spiritual ears were stopped and their spiritual eyes were closed. They had not been taught and changed by the Spirit of God, and so had no light to see by. Until taught by the Holy Spirit, like all men, the Jews were in darkness. No amount of scripture study can produce light to dispel darkness. Matthew 17:2, There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Luke 1:78-79, Through the tender mercy of our God, by which the dayspring, the morning star, Jesus Christ, from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. From the word of the Lord within, all men sit in darkness and walk in darkness until their hearts have been purged from the evil that defiles them. All sin is darkness, the whole world lies in wickedness. the wickedness knows no shame. Darkness mocks the earth, darkness covers the earth. Walking in the light is to be guided through life by God. Walking in darkness is making your own decisions as to what to do and say. Light comes from faith in the voice. First the light arises, then the kingdom. Luke 2:32, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Jesus came in the flesh to the Jews, but he is the light to be revealed to the Gentiles, a light for revelation to the Gentiles. Jesus is known by revelation, as Jesus was revealed to Peter in Matt 16:16-17. Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed are you, Simon the son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Note, revealed, by revelation, that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, by the Father who is in heaven. A light that was revealed to Paul in Gal 1:15-16, where he said, "It pleased God to separate him from his mother's womb, and call him by his grace, to reveal his Son in him, that he might preach him." Who first appeared to Paul as the light on the road to Damascus. The Father and the Son are only known through revelation, by the Son revealing him. Because what may be known of God is revealed in them, for God has shown it to them, Rom 1:19. Not reading about God, not hearing someone talk about God, for God is known by revelation in your heart, where you hear him and see him teach you by revelation about sin, righteousness, and himself. Luke 8:16. No one, when he has lit a candle, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but he sets it on a stand so that those who enter in may see the light. One who produces fruit becomes a light, walking in the light of God, hearing what virtuous words to say, seeing what virtuous things to do, while being energized by God's Spirit. Thus his words and works show the love of God to the world and bring honor, glory, and joy to God. When a person becomes a son of light, walking in the light, his light will shine brightly in the darkness of the world. There is no such thing as a secret, true Christian who has entered the kingdom of heaven in union with God to become a light. God does not hide his lights of the earth. In 17th century England, when tens of thousands early Quakers entered the kingdom, the Lord said to George Fox, "If only one man or woman were raised by his power to stand and live in the same spirit that the prophets and apostles were in who gave forth the scriptures, that man or woman should shake all the country in their profession for 10 miles round." And with automobiles, that distance is much greater today. Luke 11:33. No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a bushel, but on a lampstand, so that those who come in may see the light. There is no such thing as a secret, true Christian who has entered the kingdom of heaven in union with God to become a light. God does not hide his lights of the earth. In 17th century England, when tens of thousands early Quakers entered the kingdom, the Lord said to George Fox, "If only one man or woman were raised by his power to stand and live in the same spirit that the prophets and apostles were in who gave forth the scriptures, that man or woman should shake all the country in their profession for 10 miles round." For people had the scriptures, but were not in the same light, power, and spirit in which were those who gave forth the scriptures. So they neither knew God, Christ, nor the scriptures aright, nor had they unity one with another, being out of the power and spirit of God. And the Lord certainly did not hide George Fox under a bushel. He was the most famous man in England for his time. Even Oliver Cromwell, the revolutionary Lord Protector, who deposed King Charles I, was awed by George Fox. He addressed hundreds of thousands of persons. The churches would shake when he prayed. The power of God chained down those whom he addressed. He miraculously avoided many, many attempts on his life. He never lost a debate with opposing sects' spokesmen, a capability promised to his true servants. Most of his virulent persecutors died or were ruined, the heritage of true servants of the Lord. He was reviled and persecuted for preaching the truth. Just as Jesus predicted would happen to his true followers, he prophesied the Great Fire of London, Cromwell's demise, the Turks' defeat, etc., establishing him as a true prophet. Many miracles were also performed by him, including raising the dead. As Christ said his true followers would do, Luke 11:34, the light of the body is the eye, spiritual eye, the eye of the heart. Therefore, when your eye is sound clear without beams or specks, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is evil, your body is full of darkness. Jesus said he came to make blind those who said they could see, who thought they understood righteousness, and to make the blind, those who knew they were not righteous, to see. The Jews had great knowledge of the scriptures, but were spiritually blind because they had no light. They had not been listening to the word of the Lord in their heart, and so they thought Jesus was evil. Their spiritual ears were stopped and their spiritual eyes were closed. They had not been taught and changed by the Spirit of God, and so had no light to see by. Until taught by the Holy Spirit, like all men, the Jews were in darkness. No amount of scripture study can produce light to dispel darkness. Luke 11:35, see to it then that the light within you is not darkness. Luke 11:36, therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it dark, it will be completely lighted, as when the light of a lamp shines on you. To have your body full of light is to walk by the light of God instead of the light of the sun and moon. Then your darkness will be like the sun at noon. The light is so bright, one is unable to see the world as he now sees it ever again. The world as you have known and have seen it will have passed away. Luke 16:8, and his Lord commended the dishonest manager because he had dealt shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the children of light. Acts 9:3-6, as he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. Acts 13:47, "For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth." Acts 26:13-18, "At midday when I was on the road, O King, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who traveled with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me, and saying in the Hebrew tongue, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the pricks of your conscience, trying to warn you to stop your murderous persecutions.' And I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said, 'I am Jesus whom you persecute. But rise and stand on your feet. For I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of these things which you have seen, and of those things in which I will appear to you, delivering you from the Jewish people, and from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, release from sin slavery, and an inheritance among those who are purified by faith in me." Acts 26:23, that the Christ would suffer, and that he would be the first who would rise from the dead and proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. Romans 2:19, "And are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness." Romans 13:12, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Near for these believers is the day when the light of God, Jesus the morning star, appears in their heart. The works of darkness are sin, walking according to the lusts and desires of your flesh, instead of walking in the light with God's guidance in words to be spoken and deeds to be performed. As you are purified, the light rises in you heart like the day star or morning star to shine in our heart and allow you to see the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. To put on light is to abide live, remain in the light where no devil can come, dwell in the light." George Fox writes of this, "The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Let us cast off therefore the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." This armor of light is not natural, but divine and spiritual, to all the children of the light and of the day. This armor of light is before darkness was, and the devil the power of it, and he, the power of darkness, cannot pierce through this armor of light. And this armor of light is above all natural and carnal armor. And all the children of the light that walk in this light and this armor, they walk honestly and decently as in the day. For those who walk in not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Such are naked concerning the armor of light, and though they may make profession of Christ, they do not put him on. 1 Corinthians 4:5, therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and expose the motives of your hearts, then each will receive praise from God. The Corinthians had not spiritually advanced very far yet. Paul speaks to them that they were not yet finished with God showing us our secret sins in our hearts, so that we can repent of our evil, selfish behavior. Chained down in the darkness of our hearts, like a light shining in the dark, Christ speaks to us or shows us something. Each time this occurs, he has come to us. When you seek God by waiting on him, quietly watching and listening, he comes to teach you about yourself and himself. He comes to teach you by revelation, revealing the hidden things of your heart by his light and by his words that teach, encourage, and command you. From the word of the Lord within, he has come in every word. 2 Corinthians 4, "For in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine in them." 2 Corinthians 4, 6, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Jesus appears, he is seen, he is revealed, in the purified hearts of believers. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus is recorded saying that some then standing with him 2,000 years ago would see his glorious coming in the clouds with the kingdom before they died. In addition, Paul, Jesus preaching, Jesus in Revelation, Peter, James, and John, all said his appearance was, "Soon, the time is near, a little while he stands at the door." It would be a cruel hoax to be waiting on him to appear if the past 100 generations of believers actually had no hope of ever seeing him. After you reach purity, you see God in the face of Christ Jesus. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Matt 5:8. Without a pure heart, you are now and will be banned from heaven. He appears to the purified heart of a believer he has seen. This is his second appearance, this time to the purified in heart. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Cor 4:6. Christ is revealed in your heart. You see and have knowledge of the glory of God. The morning star rises in your hearts. 2 Pet 1:19. Jesus is resurrected in us to be our true Lord. 2 Cor 4:14, Col 2:11-12:3-1F26. And then, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Col 3:4, when he appears, you enter the kingdom and also appear in glory. All of us, as with an unveiled face, behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and are changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Cor 3:18. We put on the newly created nature of Christ, which is created in God's image of true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4:22-24, when he appears, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. Everyone with this hope purifies himself, just as he, Jesus, is pure. 1 John 3:2-3, only those who are like him, pure, will see him appear. Call on the Lord with a pure heart. 2 Tim 2:22, your souls are purified in obeying the truth, through the Spirit. 1 Pet 1:22, your heart is purified by faith. Acts 15:9, the deficit sects teach that you don't have to be pure, you don't have to be perfect, you don't have to be holy. If, as they incorrectly teach, he came back to the whole world, none of them would see him because they are not pure. The world will no longer see me, but you will see me. John 14:19, because if one has the hope of purity and seeing their Savior, they will purify their hearts by faith and grace to see God appear within their hearts. Every man starts in spiritual darkness, walking in darkness without the guidance of God's light. The light shines in the darkness, exposing our sins. After obedient repentance and after many revelations of hearing his word within our hearts, God causes his light to shine out of darkness to give us the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will no longer be hidden, but your eyes shall see your teacher. Isaiah 30:20. George Fox explains this further in his writing, The Light Explained. This the true light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, which light shines in darkness, and darkness knows it not. John 1:9, John 1:5, now mark it is there. What? Does it shine in darkness, and yet darkness does not comprehend it? Is this not the state in which the world did not know him, and the Pharisees did not know him, though the kingdom of heaven was within them? Luke 17:21. And light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Here is the unconverted state. So he came to his own, and his own received him not. Light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehends it not. For once you were darkness, said the apostle, F5:8, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Now mark, there was a time of darkness, but now they were light in the Lord. Now here were the converted and the unconverted. These were to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. The light shines in darkness, though darkness does not comprehend it, and you were at some time darkness, and light shines in darkness, and darkness does not comprehend it. This defines the unconverted state and the converted estate. God has commanded light to shine out of darkness, and has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now mark, here is light that shines out of darkness. God had commanded it to shine out of darkness. What? Was it not there before? Now it has come forth. Before it was in darkness, light shined in darkness, and God has commanded it to shine out of darkness, and before you were darkness, but are the light of the Lord, which light that shines in the heart gives the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. Here is the converted state. Now while light shines in darkness, and darkness does not comprehend it, there is the unconverted state, 2 Cor 4:4-6, John 1, 5. The apostle was sent to turn people from the darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to God. Now this was the state of preaching to them while they were in darkness, whom the God of the world had blinded their eyes. They preached so that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine in them. Mark, shine in them. Therefore the God of the world has blinded the eye of the mind, and to such the gospel is hidden. For darkness cannot comprehend the light, while the God of the world has blinded your minds. Therefore the apostle was sent to turn them from darkness to the light. Light shines in darkness. So the God of the world has blinded them, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine in them. Now where it shines in the heart, it gives the knowledge of the glory of God, where it comes forth. And where it shines in darkness, and darkness comprehends it not, there is the God of the world that has blinded the mind, and to such the gospel is hidden, which is the power of God. And the light of the glorious gospel is not comprehended, which is the image of God, and it does not shine in them to give them the light of the knowledge of God. Now as such are turned to the light, the eye comes to be opened, and from the darkness these come. And these come from the power of Satan, the God of the world that has blinded their eye, that the light of the glorious gospel shines in them to give them the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. To such the gospel is not hidden, by the manifestation of the truth commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Now here is the state not turned from the darkness to the light, and their eye is not opened, then the God of the world has blinded them. Such are in the unconverted state. To the unconverted, the gospel is hidden, though light shines in darkness, and the God of the world blinds their minds. So this is the time those who are darkness are not yet turned from the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend the light. Now where God has commanded the light to shine out of darkness, mark, out of darkness, such come to be turned from the darkness to the light, such witness conversion, and the image of God shines in them. 2 Cor 6:14. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common, or what fellowship can light have with darkness? Ephesians 5:8-9. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light, the Spirit, is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Walking in the light is to be guided through life by God. Walking in darkness is making your own decisions as to what to do and say. To be in darkness is to still be sinning. To be a child of the light is to have persistently believed in the light and followed the light, who is Christ. Colossians 1:12-13. Giving thanks to the Father, who has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. To partake is to share in the inheritance of a son who is in union with Christ and the Father. George Fox, in his letter No. 172, gives us evidence of being a partaker, one who shares in the inheritance of the saints. So every one of us that has come to the seed of God that bruises the serpent's head, that led man from God, who is the prince of the world, the prince of darkness, and the prince of the air, the father of lies, a murderer from the beginning, the corrupter of mankind, the author of the separation from God, and the original of sin, the beginning of it, which led man from his dominion over the handiworks of God, which the royal seed Christ destroys and renews man again in the image of God, and brings him again to his dominion over the handiworks of God. And this hundreds of thousands are now witnessing, by which they come to be kings, and redeemed from the earth, and come to be made kings upon the earth, in the image of God, over the handiworks of God, in the wisdom by which they were created. Among these Christ is king, which thousands witness. Among these he is king, by which exceedingly great and precious promises are given to us, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Pet 1:4 For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold firm the beginning of our confidence to the end. Heb 3:14 I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. 1 Pet 5:1 Thessalonians 5:5 You are all the children of light to be, and children of the day to be, from the word of the Lord within. You are a son when Jesus appears in your heart to guide you. I stand with those freed from sin. As Paul told the Thessalonians in the subsequent verse 8, putting on, for a helmet, the hope of salvation, the Thessalonians were still without salvation and hoping for a salvation yet to come. You cannot be a child of light, or child of day, until you have experienced salvation, which is to be freed from all sins. You cannot be a son of God or a child of the light until you have crucified your lusts and affections on the inward cross of self-denial, thus to become free of sin and receive salvation. 1 Timothy 6:16 Who alone has immortality, dwelling in the light that no unregenerated man can approach, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. But his regenerated saints dwell as a part of him in that light. 2 Timothy 1:10 But it is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Hebrews 10:32 But remember the former days, in which, after you were enlightened, you endured a great fight of afflictions. This is after the morning star rises in your hearts. 2 Pet 1:19 This is after, for you were sometimes in darkness, but now are you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. F5:8 And after, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, so that you may show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And after the light appears in you, then the supernatural persecutions intensify. 1 Peter 2:9 But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, so that you may show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. From the word of the Lord within, all sin is darkness. To come into his marvelous light, you must first have your sinful, selfish spirit destroyed by the grace of God. The light is not a figure of speech. It is brighter than the sun, 7 times brighter. You only see in the spiritual dimension. The natural light is trumped out by a brighter light. You see through God's eyes because you are a part of Christ's body, bone of bone, flesh of flesh. From our sight, the world passes away and disappears, along with its desires and lusts, but he who does the will of God in his life remains forever. 1 John 2:17 When you walk in the light, you are guided by Christ, who is the light. You are guided in what words to speak and what is to be done, which is to your supreme joy and the glorying of God. See footnote 1-2 Core 4:6 for George Fox's detailed explanation of coming out of darkness to light. 2 Peter 1:19 And so like we heard God's voice from heaven on the mount, we have the steady prophetic word, the word in your heart, to which you do well to pay attention, as to a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star Jesus rises in your hearts. I, Jesus, am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. Rev 22:16 As the lightning comes out of the east and shines to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Matt 24:27 He who overcomes, I will give him the morning star. Rev 2:26-28 From the word of the Lord within, light comes from faith in the voice. Before you can see Christ in the light, you must listen and obey the word of God spoken to you in your heart. You can read the Bible continuously, and you will never see the morning star arise in your hearts. But if you daily listen for the living word, hear, and obey, the day breaks through, and the morning star light arises in your hearts. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. 2 Cor 4:6 Christ is revealed in your heart. You see and have knowledge of the glory of God. As the lightning comes out of the east and shines to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Matt 24:27 Until this occurs, you must obey the voice of the Lord. Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep practice, obey it. Luke 11:28 My mother and brothers are those who hear the word of God and obey. Luke 8:21 Then there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to believe and obey him. Luke 9:35, so you must come to Jesus, silently listen, hear him speak to you, and then obey what he commands you to do. Come, listen, hear, obey. 1 John 1:5, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. PSA 36, 9:1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. To walk in the light is to no longer walk by the light of the sun or the moon. To walk in the light is to see by the light of God instead. From the word of the Lord within, walking in the light is to be guided through life by God. Walking in darkness is making your own decisions as to what to do and say. First the light arises, then the kingdom. The arising of the light will be unmistakable. Light comes from faith in the voice. After seeking, after listening, after being faithfully obedient over a period of time, God will cause his light to shine in your heart, giving you knowledge of God in the face of Christ Jesus, whose face you behold, as if in a mirror, as you are restored to the image of God in increasing glory. Those to whom John is writing have not yet seen eternal life, nor have they been delivered from their sins. John is encouraging them, declaring that himself and the mature Christians have fellowship with the Father and the Son. He is telling them that they can look forward to walking in the light and having a fellowship in the Spirit, not in the flesh, with other believers too. 1 John 2:8 Yet I write to you a new command, which truth is in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shines. 1 John 2:9-10 Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even now. He who loves his brother abides lives in the light, and there is no occasion to stumble. James 1:17 Every good and perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither is there a shadow cast with his turning. When the source of light turns, there is no shadow to be seen. God is light and the source of all goodness, virtue, kindness, mercy, wisdom, purity, cleanliness, gentleness, self-control, honor, peace, faith, humility, love, joy, knowledge, life, power, glory, holiness, and light. While you have light, believe in the light that you may be the children of light. John 12:36, and for you were once in darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. F5:8, and you are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. And if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. When we start waiting silently on the Lord, we hear his voice. If we persist in hearing and obedience to what is heard, God will cause his light to shine in our hearts. We then walk in the light of God, as children of the light. Revelation 21:10-11, and he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy city, Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And its light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Revelation 21:23, and the city had no need of the sun nor of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminates it, and the Lamb is its light. When the morning star arises in your heart, when you walk by the bright light of God, you have no need of the light of the sun or moon. Revelation 21:24, and the nations shall walk by the light of it, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Revelation 22:5, there shall be no night there, and they need no lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Isaiah 42:6, I the Lord have called you in righteousness, and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you for a covenant to the people, for a light to the Gentiles. Jesus is to be given as a light for the Gentiles. He visited the Jews in a physical body. But to the Gentile nations, he shepherds us as the light that enlightens all men who come into the world. We must strive to hear the word of Christ, obey it, until he appears in our hearts as a glorious star, and we see the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus after God has caused his light to shine in our hearts. From George Fox's Doctrine. And for the sons whom have come from far, this is witnessed. And behold, says the Lord, Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about you, and all that gather themselves together, they shall come to you from far. And says the Lord, Arise, shine, for your light is come, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. This light the prophet Isaiah saw the Gentiles should come to, and kings to the brightness of your rising. And says the Lord by his prophet, is it a light thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob? Take notice, and restore the preserved of Israel, take notice again. I will give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Isaiah 42, 16, and I will bring the blind by a way that they did not know. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things I will do for them, and not forsake them. Isaiah 49, 6, he says, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation to the ends of the earth. From George Fox's Doctrines, and thus said the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard you, in a day of salvation have I helped you, I will preserve you and give you for a covenant to the people to establish the earth. I will give you, says the Lord, a light of the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation to the end of the earth. Now he that establishes the earth, the covenant witnessed, by whom all things were made. What, is he salvation to the end of the earth, the covenant of light? Yes, who gives light to every man that comes into the world, which Isaiah spoke of. And thus says the Lord, I will preserve you and give you for a covenant to the people, to establish the earth, to obtain the inheritance of the desolate heritage. Mark this covenant of the people to establish the earth, which obtains the inheritance of the desolate heritages, and says to the prisoners, go forth, and to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. Which is now fulfilled and being fulfilled. They shall feed in the way, and their pasture shall be on the tops of the hills, and these witness the fresh springs of water, and this is witnessed among them that witness his covenant, and are converted to God, to serve the living God in righteousness, who have come to the life of the prophets, and possess what they spoke of. Behold, says the Lord, Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about you, and all that gather themselves together, they shall come to you from far. And says the Lord, arise, shine, for your light is come. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. This light the prophet saw the Gentiles should come to, and kings to the brightness of your rising. And says the Lord by his prophet, is it a light thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob? Take notice, and restore the preserved of Israel, take notice again. I will give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Now mind, the light to the Gentiles and salvation to the end of the earth, which now the Gentiles profess. The prophet who was in the life saw this. As it is said before, many do witness this light to the Gentiles and salvation to the ends of the earth, the Redeemer of Israel, the raiser up of the tribes of Jacob. This is the Redeemer of Israel, the Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom nations abhor, to a servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship because of the Lord who is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose you. And thus says the Lord, I will lift my hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and the people witness the standard, and the hand is witnessed, which to the Gentiles is lifted up of the Lord God. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him, he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. The Gentiles now witness this judgment brought forth to them, and this judgment is set in the earth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged, until he has set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Now many of the isles do witness this law, who have waited for it, which is royal. 2 Chronicles 21, 7 However, the Lord did not destroy the house of David because of the covenant that he had made with David, and because he had promised to give a light to him and to his sons forever. Job 18, 5-6 Yes, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle body, and his candle shall be put out with him. Job 21, 17 How often is the candle of the wicked put out? How often does their destruction come upon them? That God distributes sorrows in his anger. Job 38, 15 And from the wicked their light is withheld, and their upraised arm shall be broken. Job 25, 3 Is there any number to his armies? And upon whom does not his light arise? Psalm 4, 6 Many are asking, who can show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. Psalm 13, 3. Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. David is speaking of spiritual enlightenment, when God causes his light to shine in your heart. Without his light, we are in the sleep of death despite whatever religious ceremonies, rituals, scripture reading, praying, singing, or meetings that we participate in. Psalm 18, 28. You will cause my lamp to be lit. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Psalm 19, 8. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commands of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. From the word of the Lord within, light comes from faith in the voice. Psalm 27, 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 36, 9. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. With you is the fountain of life. David is clearly speaking about Christ, for Christ is the life, which is the light of men. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1, 4. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. John 11, 25. Then Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, 6. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8, 12. And in Jesus is the fountain of life. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who is thirsty the fountain of the water of life freely. Rev 21, 6, Rev 22, 13-16, he who believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. John 7, 38, but whoever drinks of the water that I give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will be a well of water springing up in him to everlasting life. John 4, 14, in your light we see light. God is light. Jesus is the light of the world all men, given to every man who comes into the world so that they might believe. Jesus dwells in unapproachable light. In heaven there is no sun or moon, for the Jesus is the light. When man continually listens to and obeys the voice of the Lord, God causes his light to shine in a man's heart, which reveals the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. When a man is purified and the light arises in his heart, then he walks by the light of God, not the sun or moon, being made partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Call 1:12. Psalm 38:10. My heart pounds, my strength fails me, and as for the light of my eyes, it also is gone from me. The light of the body is the eye, spiritual eye, the eye of the heart. Therefore, when your eye is sound clear without beams or specks, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is evil, your body is full of darkness. Luke 11, 34. Psalm 43, 3. O send out your light and your truth, let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling place. Psalm 44, 3. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. Psalm 49, 19, he shall go to the generation of his fathers, they shall never see the light of life. The light of life is to be seen. From the word of the Lord within, one sees the light of Christ. Psalm 56, 13, for you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world, every man. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8, 12. Psalm 76, for you are resplendent with light, more majestic than mountains rich with game. Psalm 89, 15. Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. F5, 8. Psalm 90, 8. You have set our sins before you, what we have hidden, by the light of your face. When we go to Lord, to wait on him in silence, listening for his voice, he first encourages us, tells us about himself, and even gives us prophecies of our life that come true. Then, once we know he is God and our friend who wants to help us become pure and holy, he begins to show us our sins. He shows in a non-condemning way, in a way that we can easily recognize as truth, in a way that is undeniable to all but the most stubborn, and in a way that shames us and motivates us to repent or change. When he shows us ourselves, that is his light exposes our secret sins, that is his word, which is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. There is not any created being that is not seen continually by God, but all things are exposed and open to the eyes of him God to whom we must give an account. Heb 4, 12-13. and most important, when we have sorrow about our condition that he shows us, resolving to change, he then gives us supernatural help to be different by removing the desire to sin from our hearts. Psalm 97, 11. Light is sown for the righteous and strewn along their pathway, and gladness for the upright in heart. Light is planted in the hearts of the righteous. God is light. God is planted in the hearts of the righteous. With the light of God in a man's heart, the man sees by the light of God, not the light of the sun and moon. The light always shows the man what to do that is noble. A man sees only what God wants him to see and sees what needs to be done. I will know when I am in the light, walking in the light, when I can walk by the light of God instead of the light of the sun and moon. The light will be so bright, I will be unable to see the world as I now see it, ever again. The world as I have known and have seen will have passed away. When I am in the light, I will have fellowship with the Father and the Son, if not continually, certainly much of the time. When I am in the light, I will have received the light to shine in my heart, and so I will see God, shining in the face of Christ Jesus. 2 Cor 4:6. I will have received a pure heart so to see God. To those who persistently and patiently wait for him, he will appear the second time, not to bear sin, but to bring full salvation. Heb 9:28. And we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he, Jesus, is pure. 1 John 3:2-3. While I am not in the light, I must wait on God as much as I am able and listen and watch. When I hear a command, I must obey it to grow. When he shows me my weakness in the light, which shines in the darkness of my soul for a moment, then I must regret that weakness and do everything in my power to avoid falling to that weakness in the future. If I do, I get his powerful help. As I obey these moments of light and the word heard, I get closer to the day star rising in my heart, purity, union, and the kingdom. Psalm 104:2, who covers yourself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. Psalm 105:39, he spread out a cloud as a covering and a fire to give light at night. Psalm 112:4, to the righteous, light arises in the darkness of his heart. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Cor 4:6. Christ is revealed in your heart, you see, and have knowledge of the glory of God. The morning star rises in your hearts. 2 Pet 1:19. Jesus is resurrected in us to be our true Lord. 2 Cor 4:14, Col 2:11-12, 3:1, F2:6. Paul said Jesus was resurrected in him. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So seek his face and keep on seeking until he appears. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matt 5:8. Without a pure heart, you are now and will be banned from heaven. He appears to the purified heart of a believer, he is seen. This is his second appearance, this time to the purified in heart. This is the second appearance, the revealing revelation of Christ, in the hearts of individual believers, in those who have prepared the way for him in their hearts for the Lord to enter, be revealed, and rule as Lord. He who has been hidden within is revealed. As Paul said, it has pleased the Father to reveal his Son in me that I might preach him. When he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And every man who has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he, Jesus, is pure. 1 John 3:2-3. Only those who are like him, pure, will see him appear. Call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 2 Tim 2:22. Your souls are purified in obeying the truth through the Spirit. 1 Pet 1:22. Your heart is purified by faith. Acts 15:9. The deficit sects teach that you don't have to be pure, you don't have to be perfect, you don't have to be holy. If, as they incorrectly teach, he came back to the whole world, none of them would see him, because they are not pure. The world will no longer see me, but you will see me. John 14:19. Because if one has the hope of purity and seeing their Savior, they will purify their hearts by faith and grace to see God appear within their hearts. Psalm 118:27. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. Psalm 119:105. Your word, heard from within, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. From the word of the Lord within, light comes from faith in the voice. When a man has been sufficiently cleansed to receive his anointing, a man hears and sees instructions from God for what noble thing to do or say next. Such a man walks by the light of God, which shows and instructs him what to say and do. The light within a man is the light of the Word, who is Christ, the Word of God. Even Jesus did not judge, speak, or act without the Spirit's specific prompting. Of my own self, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, John 5, 30. Whatever I speak is just as the Father has tells me to speak. John 12, 49-50. The Son is able to do nothing of himself by his own will, but only does what he sees the Father do. John 5, 19. David also said in verse 133 of this psalm, order my steps by your word, the word within, heard in the heart. But the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, so that you may obey it. Deuteronomy 30:14. Psalm 119, 130. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. From the word of the Lord within, light comes from faith in the voice. Psalm 139:12-13. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yes, the darkness does not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is as a shining light, which shines more and more to the perfect day. The day is when the light of God, Jesus the morning star, appears in their heart. The works of darkness are sin, walking according to the lusts and desires of your flesh instead of walking in the light with God's guidance in words to be spoken and deeds to be performed. Proverbs 13:9. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. This seed, light, or spirit of God is your talent, which must be improved in this life. If you fail to grow it, in the next life it is taken away from you and given to another who has improved their talent, while you are cast as a wicked and unworthy servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. If a man is totally obedient to the light, he will become a child of God, a child of the light. But if he hates the light because it reproves his selfish lifestyle and behavior, then he dies in his sins. And when a man dies still sinning, Christ the light steps out of him, leaving the man in total darkness, which is hell. Then the measure of light that the man had is given to another who improved his talent while alive. The result, everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, to these 1:9, man is cut off from the life, power, and glory of God, dwelling in total darkness. From the word of the Lord within, when the light leaves, you will panic, all the ungodly will panic. Pro 24:20, for there shall be no reward to the evil man, the candle of the wicked shall be put out. Ecclesiastes 2:13-14, then I saw that wisdom excelled foolishness as far as light excelled darkness. The wise man can see where he is going, but the fool walks in darkness, and I also understood that the same event happens to them all. The wise has his spiritual eye open to see and walk by the light of God, but the unwise continues to walk in darkness, which is sin. Ecclesiastes 11:7, truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the light of day. The light is so sweet and wonderful that George Fox wrote, 30 minutes in the light is worth a lifetime. The light of day is when the light of God, Jesus the morning star, appears in your heart to guide you. Then you are walking in the light with God's guidance in words to be spoken and deeds to be performed. Instead of walking according to the lusts and desires of your flesh, as you speak and act in darkness and sin. Job 24:13, there are those who rebel against the light, they do not know its ways nor abide in its paths. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. John 1:4-5, and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. John 3:19. Once again, here in the book of Job, is a knowledge of the light that was rarely seen, except by the prophets of the Old Testament, the early church of the New Testament, and the early Quakers. Job's generation surpassed the knowledge of God in all of Christendom today. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another in the Spirit, not the flesh, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:4. Your word heard from within is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. PSA 119:105. The light who is Christ enlightens every man who comes into the world. John 1:1-4-9. And that we are to believe in the light to become children of the light and so walk in the light, not darkness as we have been. John 12:36-46. Isaiah 2, 5. Come, O house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. From the word of the Lord within, walking in the light is to be guided through life by God. Walking in darkness is making your own decisions as to what to do and say. Light comes from faith in the voice. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness but shall have the light of life. Faith in the voice is evidenced by your obedience to what you hear. To follow is to obey what you hear the Lord speak to you as you wait on him. Isaiah 5:20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. They tell people they are righteous while still sinning. They excuse sin, ignoring all or Jesus' warnings. Sin no more, repent or perish, to lose your soul. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that will never be quenched. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than having two feet and be cast into hell, into the fire that will never be quenched. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Mark 9, 43, 45, 47-48. Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. John 8, 34, Isaiah 9, to the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. We all walk in darkness until we have sought the Lord and have been purified by him, so that his light arises in our hearts, and we see the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. And this is why Jesus came, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Isaiah 42, 7. Isaiah 10, 17. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame. And it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day. Jesus is the light of Israel. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the Word of God. The Word of God is like a fire and a hammer. Hearing him speaking to you in your heart and then obeying the word of the Lord results in the burning of the sin within you and a hammering down of that sinful nature. Isaiah 30, 26. Moreover, the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold, like the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord binds up the breach of his people and heals the stroke of their wound. Isaiah 50, 10. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the word of his servant? Let him who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. All men start in darkness. Light comes by listening to the Lord and obeying his voice in faith. Isaiah 51, 4. Listen to me, my people, and give ear to me, O my nation, for a law will go out from me, and I will make my judgment a light to the people. The Lord's judgment will guide us. He will direct us with his judgment as to where to go, when to go, what to do, and what to say. His judgment is shown in the light. Isaiah 53, 11. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Following the Lord, a man suffers in tribulation to be finished with sin, then the light breaks upon him. I am the light of the world, every man. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8, 12. Isaiah 58, 8-10. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. And if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. Isaiah 59:9-10. Therefore justice is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. We wait for light, but behold, darkness. We wait for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as if it were night. We are in desolate places like dead men. Until a man has been purified and the light arises in his heart, so that he sees with the eyes of God, seeing only what is virtuous and ordered by God, a man walks as a blind man or a man in the dark. He bounces off walls, trying this and trying that, ever failing, ever hitting walls, ever stumbling, falling into ditches. Without God, we are unable to make right decisions. The best we can do is to choose the least evil alternative, which is still evil. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overcome you, because he who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. John 12, 35. The light of the body is the eye, spiritual eye. If therefore your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Matt 6:22-23 In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Him is Jesus, the life and the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it, but men in their darkness do not understand. Isaiah 60:1 Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Isaiah 60:3 And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. What rising? The morning star, who is Jesus, rises in your heart after you have been cleansed and purified through obedience to the spoken commands of the Lord you hear as you persistently wait on him. Isaiah 60:19 The sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. When you enter the kingdom, you no longer see by the light of the sun and the moon, but walk by the light of God. Isaiah 60:20 Your sun will never set again, and your moon will wane no more. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end. When you enter the kingdom, you no longer see by the light of the sun and the moon, but walk by the light of God. Jeremiah 13:16 Give glory to the Lord your God, before he causes darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and while you look for light, he turns it into the shadow of death, and makes it gross darkness. To find God, to see God in your heart, you must suffer through tribulation to be finished with sin. Seeking the light, the Lord lets us see how deep in darkness we really are. As we see and feel the evil within us, we recoil from evil and are drawn even more to the goodness and light of God. Lamentations 3:2 He has led me, and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Ezekiel 1:26-28 Above the expanse over their heads was what looked like a throne of sapphire, and high above on the throne was a figure like that of a man. I saw that from what appeared to be his waist up, he looked like glowing metal, as if full of fire, and that from there down he looked like fire, and brilliant light surrounded him. Like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the radiance around him. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face and I heard a voice of one speaking. Daniel 2:22 He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. Micah 7:8 Do not rejoice against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. Micah 7:9 I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him, until he pleads my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I will behold his righteous deliverance. The unperfected, blind guides of Christendom know nothing about the light. Neither can they accept the scripture that shows Christ, the light, is in every man who comes into the world, John 1:9, given to every man so that he might believe, John 1:7. Nor can they accept the following three other scriptures that show the same. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to benefit all. 1 Cor 12:7 And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all men. Acts 2:14-18 The grace of God, which brings salvation, has appeared to all men. Tit 2:11 Grace appears to all, but each man must choose to respond to the grace to receive salvation. They insist on disbelief of the above scriptures applying to every man. Why? Because if Christ is in every man, then there is no difference between sinners in their sect and sinners outside their sect. They lose their imagined distinction of Christ only being in their believers, which is a necessary imagined distinction to deny the true gospel of being freed from sin and made pure by the grace of God. If every man in the world has the light, and if every man in the world has been given the Spirit, then what do the sects have to offer? Nothing except lies. They are only a form of godliness without the power to change a man to become godly, pure, holy, clean, and perfect, while on earth. The sects do not understand how God purifies men, and think purity on the earth is impossible. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Dan 12:10 Christendom's lie that one must invite Jesus into their heart, and doing so results in salvation, shows their ignorance of even the basic understanding of God. Heed their blindness and total ignorance. Consider that the rest of their teachings are also wrong, because they are. They offer death, no salvation, no heaven, no eternal life in God, from the word of the Lord within, the Christian medium itself is conformable to death. But if we believe in the light, what the light shows us to be true, we can become children of the light. John 12:36. Trying to save face, the ministers of Christendom deny the light being Christ in every man. Some calling it a natural light, others denying it is in every man, and claiming the light is a metaphor for an external light of knowledge to all, not the Spirit of Jesus in every man. Yet the Bible makes a clear distinction between the natural light of the sun and moon and the light of God or Christ. I saw no temple in the city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city had no need of the sun nor of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminates it, and the Lamb is its light. And the nations shall walk in the light of it. Rev 21:22-24. The sun shall no more be your light by day, nor shall the moon give light to you for brightness, but the Lord will be an everlasting light to you, and your God will be your glory. Isaiah 60:19. Yes, the darkness does not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. PSA 139:12. Therefore justice is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. We wait for light, but see only darkness. We wait for a bright light, but we walk about in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as if it were night. Among the strong, we are like dead men. Isaiah 59:9-10. And David speaks of those who have seen natural light, but will never see the light of life, Christ, whom is the life, and in whom is life, the light of men. He shall go to the generation of his fathers, they shall never see the light of life. PSA 49:19. For with you is the fountain of life, in your light we see light. PSA 36:9. Those who claim the light cannot be in a man, deny the scriptures that tell us of increased light results in a finished disciple. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with hungry, and bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you hide not yourself from your own flesh. Is it not to share your bread with hungry, and bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you hide not yourself from your own flesh. Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, and if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall rise in darkness, and your darkness will be like the noonday. Isaiah 58:6-10. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. F5:8. But remember the former days in which, after you were enlightened, you endured a great fight of afflictions. Heb 10:32. He who loves his brother abides lives in the light, and there is no occasion to stumble. 1 John 2:10. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is sound, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is evil, your body is full of darkness. Luke 11:34. The morning star Jesus rises in your hearts. 2 Pet 1:19. Through the tender mercy of our God, by which the dayspring the morning star, Jesus Christ, from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Luke 1:78-79. Every good and perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither is there a shadow cast with his turning. James 1:17. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Matt 5:14. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Matt 5:16. The light of the body is the eye, spiritual eye, the eye of the heart. If therefore your eye is single, clear, without specks, your whole body will be full of light. Matt 6:22. Be careful, therefore, that the light which is in you is not darkness. Luke 11:35. If your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, it will be completely illumined, as when a lamp illumines you with its rays. Luke 11:36. Consider and answer me, O Lord my God, enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. PSA 13:3. You will cause my lamp to be lit. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. PSA 18:8. For with you is the fountain of life, in your light we see light. PSA 36, 9 to the righteous, light arises in the darkness of his heart. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. PSA 112, 4, is there any number to his armies? And upon whom does not his light arise? Job 25, 3, the light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Pro 13, 9, and the scriptures that speak of light being taken away from unrighteous, those who sin, the wicked. For there shall be no reward to the evil man, the candle of the wicked shall be put out. Pro 24, 20, yes, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle body, and his candle shall be put out with him. Job 18:5-6, how often is the candle of the wicked put out? How often does their destruction come upon them? That God distributes sorrows in his anger. Job 21:17, and from the wicked their light is withheld, and their upraised arm shall be broken. Job 38:15, the light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Pro 13:9, to deny the light is to deny Christ. All things were made by him, and there was nothing made without him. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1:3-4, I am the light of the world. Every man, and he who follows obeys me, will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12, I have come as a light into the world. Every man, so that whoever believes, depends on, trusts, obeys in me, should not abide in darkness. John 12:46, the light of the body is the eye, spiritual eye, the eye of the heart. Therefore, when your eye is sound, clear, without beams or specks, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is evil, your body is full of darkness. Luke 11:34, to deny the light denies how the truly saved walk in the kingdom. I saw no temple in the city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city had no need of the sun nor of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminates it, and the Lamb is its light. And the nations shall walk by the light of it. Rev 21:22-24, to deny the light denies the prophecies of the God's new covenant, and so denies the means to salvation. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you for a covenant to the people, for a light to the Gentiles. Isa 42:6, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Isa 49:6, and the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Isaiah 60:3, that the Christ would suffer, and that he would be the first who would rise from the dead and proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. Acts 26:23, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Luke 2:32, the dayspring, the morning star, Jesus Christ from on high has visited us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Luke 1:78-79, to deny the light is to deny God. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John 1:5, every good gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither is there a shadow cast with his turning. James 1:17, to deny the light is to deny any knowledge at all of the true gospel. The god of this world, Satan, has blinded the minds of those who do not believe, so that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should not shine in them. 2 Cor 4:4, but it is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy 1:10. Jesus said to Paul, I now send you to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, release from sin slavery, and an inheritance among those who are purified by faith in me. Acts 26:17-18, to deny the light is to deny what reproves charges with sin, very man. All things sins that are reproved are made manifest, revealed by the light. F5:13, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, revealed. Neither is anything hidden that shall not be known and come out in the open. Luke 8:17, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, every man, but men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil deeds sins, hates the light, so hates Christ, who is the light, and does not come to the light for fear his deeds will be exposed and reproved. But he who practices truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be shown to have been produced, formed, and powered through God. John 3:19-20, he will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and expose the motives of your hearts. 1 Cor 4:5, you have set our iniquities before you, and what we have hidden by the light of your face. PSA 90:8, beware the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Whatever you have spoken in darkness will be heard in the light, and that which you have whispered in the ear behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. Luke 12:1-3, about noon, O King, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me, and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the pricks of your conscience, trying to warn you to stop your murderous persecutions. And I said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom you persecute. Acts 26:13-15, to deny the light is to deny the spiritual fellowship with the Father and Son, with one another, and the cleansing of all sin. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7, that which we have seen and heard we declare to you, so that you may also have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:3, to deny the light is to deny the inheritance of the saints. Giving thanks to the Father, who has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Col 1:12, to deny the light is to deny the hope of becoming a child of the light, which is a son of God, for God is light and the Father of lights. While you have light, believe and depend on, trust and obey the light, that you may become the children of light. Jesus spoke these things and then departed to hide himself from them. John 12:36. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. F5:8, you are all the children of light to be and the children of the day to be. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5:5, and his Lord commended the dishonest manager because he had dealt shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the children of light. Luke 16:8, to deny the light is to deny to where we are called. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, so that you may show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Pet 2:9, to deny the light is to deny where Christ dwells, the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in the light that no unregenerated man can approach, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. 1 Timothy 6:15-16, to deny the light is to be in denial of being lost in spiritual darkness. He who loves his brother abides lives in the light, and there is no occasion to stumble. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. 1 John 2:10-11, then Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the by light of this world. But if a man walks in the night, he stumbles because there is no light in him. John 11:9-10, walk while you have the light, lest darkness overcome you, because he who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. John 12:35, let him who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and stay his mind upon his God. Isa 50:10, the light of the body is the eye, the spiritual eye, the eye of the heart. Therefore, when your eye is sound clear without beams or specks, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is evil, your body is full of darkness. Be careful, therefore, that the light which is in you is not darkness. If your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, it will be completely illumined as when a lamp illumines you its rays. Luke 11:34-36, to deny the light is to deny 100+ scriptures in the Bible that speak of a spiritual, supernatural light. From the word of the Lord within, I work with the blind, but if you think you can see, and you are not with me in heaven, I will make you a laughingstock. The world cannot see, and they are literally stumbling. To charge the light or slam the light is forbidden, to deny the light is sufficient. Sufficient for what? Severe condemnation by the Lord. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light of the morning in them. Isa 8:20, I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star. Rev 22:16, you might be thinking, I don't know anything about this light, but I know God. I read the Bible every day. But the Bible says God is only known by revelation. No man knows the Son but the Father, neither does any man know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Matt 11:27, Luke 10:22, what may be known of God is revealed in them, for God has shown it to them. Rom 1:19, God and Jesus are only known by revelation in your heart. Christ, the Word within, who is the grace of God and who explains the ways of God, and finally by Christ, the light of the Word, who shows you the glory of God in the face of Jesus. Even faith must be authored by Christ, and this must occur by revelation from Christ. But after that, when faith has come, Gal 3:25, as faith should afterwards be revealed. Gal 3:23, from the Word of the Lord within, there are those who profess to know truth, only having knowledge of the Bible. It is no value to me to know truths and not know the Lord. Do you know him or just pretend to know him? To know him is to have met him and listened to him. Seek the meeting. I only know those who have been crucified. There are many that deny the cross and all that is necessary. He who is not on the cross is not worthy of me. The purpose of this website is to teach you how to carry your cross. You meet him after you have experienced the baptism of death and then raised with him into a newness of life. The baptism into death and being raised with him to a newness of life are not to be imagined, assumed, or presumed. From the Word of the Lord within, you are raised to a new life, not just an imitation. He is one with us and ever present. The new life is as radically different as a man who has lived underground his whole life, suddenly coming above ground to see the sun, the sky, the plants, the animals, the wind, the stars. Do not confuse the light of Christ with the light claimed by Eastern religions gurus, some who can pass on their light to you just by being in their presence. Their light requires no obedience. Never convicts, never cleanses, never purifies, never unites with God, never teaches about Christ, never teaches about righteousness, never judges you, and never brings salvation with the eternal life of God. Their light is a pleasure trip of satanic origin. There are two detailed writings on the light available on this site for your further understanding. 1. The primer is The Mystery of the Light, and 2. The advanced writing is by George Fox, The Light Explained. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.